Solitude. Being all alone is easy. It's the solitude of two that's hard. Turning. Few come back from death to tell us of its sound. A lock snaps shut. The key is never found. One light passes its spark on to the next. A time was turning about the sum, the rest. Meaning. It costs the oboist nothing to pass the purity of her sound on to the rest of the orchestra. Of Bells in the Night Watchman, a long line sonnet. In celestial circles, it is a matter of some moment if and when the human family will melt down all their earthly weaponry and reforge cannonballs into bells. We have both the promise and the science, even necessity. This is not the necessity of guns, but more that of love. Learning how to take wing, to sing, to listen. The deeply full resonant bells. O feminine form set in motion by sharp spark of masculine energy. We hear sustained all the vowels of all the languages of the world. Yet from mere projectiles of war, we hear but the deafening roar of bent and disfigured men. Bells, true libertarians of sound, ringing out in all directions without bias, like waves in a pool. From a high tower above Lausanne and the Alps, a night watchman cries out the hour to the four winds as a great city sleeps below. Who hears? If the dead could step back into time, they might tell us. Thank you.